How are you today, Hamp?
Hey, doing well. And, you know, I got to tell you, going into week two, so much of the time when I played for the Bears, you'd think, okay, week two, things would get easier, but they're not.
No.
It's a tougher spot than we were in last week. So, a lot of, you know, I got to tell you, there's a lot of interesting subplots going into this. We all know about Ben Johnson, Detroit, this, that. But Dan Campbell, who, you know, obviously a lot of people have, you know, they mocked him 4 years ago when he was hired because he said, hey, we're going to be tough guys and we're going to get after people. And guess what? He did, and they did, and they won 15 games last year. So you got to respect him. But obviously losing the two coordinators, they had a bad week in Green Bay. They know they have to win this week, so that puts – the Bears behind the eight ball. It's going to be a hard game to find a way to win.
Yeah, well, 44% of our audience on the Sports Click, they don't believe the Bears are going to win. And that's not going to be good because the Packers are up two. We've lost to Minnesota. If we lose to Detroit, my gosh, we're feeling kind of bleak about the season.
And it seems so different than 10 days ago when everything was, guns and roses. And
yeah,
we're going to have a great time and back the ice chest. I don't know if a lot of people saw it, but the Bears signed Jake Moody. And Jake Moody, who's Jake Moody? Jake Moody was cut by the 49ers. He's a kicker. And you're saying, well, okay, that's interesting because Cairo Santos got a new contract just last year. And all of a sudden now we're going to put pressure. Well, you know, that's what happens when a team underperforms, when an organization is not getting the results that they expect or they demand, then they're going to say, hey, we're going to make some changes. We're going to create situations where people are put under pressure. The interesting part is they don't have to sign a backup quarterback to pressure Caleb Williams. They've got him on the roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tyson Bagent.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, but this whole thing, you know, last week was not the game or the statement or the way things, the story that Ben Johnson wanted or expected. So, you know, look for some different things to be tried this week. And I got to tell you, if Caleb goes crazy again and can't hit, you know, the side of a barn with the ball like he, you know, did in the second half, I don't think Ben Johnson has any choice, but he's got to put in Tyson Bagent and say, hey, our objective is to win football games. Now, the subplot is, yeah, we want Caleb to become a great player, but we can't hold the team hostage. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. And I think Jake Moody is kind of like the preliminary act that kind of sets the stage and where everybody's kind of put on notice.
So if you're Santos, how do you take that? Do you take that as, I mean, they think I'm calling it in? I mean, he's been so good for so long. Do you take it as I'm losing my stuff? I mean, you know, you guys used to be motivated by Buddy Ryan, and that sort of motivation would make me go into a corner and cry. I need people to support me, not to scare me.
Well, it's pro football, and nobody.
what are you saying, Hampton?
I don't think anybody ever said, how's your feelings?
Right.
Nobody cared about, can you get on the quarterback? Look, the one thing is, and I said this over the years, and it's hard to believe, but that when I remember when I turned 33, everything changed. It was like I fell off a cliff. The things that used to be easy, getting, you know, stretched out, running and doing agility drills, everything became hard. It was like night and day. I'll never forget it. Now, how old is Cairo Santos? He's now 33. And evidently, there has been some changes in his ability and his performance and what, you know, they are possibly willing to expect in his performance. And here's the thing. You know, the last thing you ever want to do is make your wife look bad. Well, the same thing in football, except it's the head coach. You don't ever make the head coach look bad. because he's got the, you know, he's got the juice. He can send you down the road. Well, evidently, Cairo Santos told him, I can kick it out of the field, out of the end zone, and he didn't. Mm. And you know what? It was a debacle. And I can spend 5 minutes explaining to you how they wasted by not kicking it out of bounds and kicking it into the end zone. They wasted about 40-plus seconds that could have put them in a position to come back and tie that game. So when Cairo Santos says, I can kick it out of the end zone, and he doesn't, guess what? Jake Moody, you're going to be lockering right here next to Cairo.
And the same goes for Tyson Bagent, too, which, you know, it seems like every time we find ourselves in this situation where we're promised this fantastic quarterback, this is the future of the team, the city falls in love with the backup. And I feel that happening again.
Well, Caleb got off to a good start. He was 13 of 16 in the first half, 10 of 10, all that. Everything was great. Then all of a sudden, he fell apart. And, you know, I used to call it, you know, he goes crazy. He forgets about the simple things, the fundamentals, and what he needs to do. And he went 8 of 19. He was awful on a bunch of throws that we had open receivers that would have changed not only the complexion of the game, but the outcome of the game. So, you know, when a new coach comes in, everything is up for grabs. We're seeing a little bit of that with the Jake Moody thing. But I guess my point is the offensive line, the defensive line, and the quarterback, guess what? It's not isolated to one position. Everybody is put on notice. But back to this week's game. All of that's going to be a subplot, but you know that Detroit has built themselves into a very proud team. They've won 15 games last year. They've won the division in the last 2 years. They're not going to go 0-2 without a big fight. We better put on the big boy pants and just cinch them up and say, hey, we know what Detroit wants to do. We can't let them do it. We've got to find a way to win. And that means all hands on deck, and that means Caleb playing like a great quarterback and not, you know, taking the second half off.
Yeah. Steve, you're going to ask a question before somebody sneezed or coughed in there, right?
Well, I just have my mic open because I'm always ready to interrupt Dan anytime that I feel like I need to.
Well, and here, Mary said this, you know, Mary is like the mom on this show, and she laid it down and she said, they need more discipline. Would you agree with that?
They had 12 penalties for 127 yards. I mean, that right there, I mean, there's no argument. You've got, you know, life, being successful in life is about doing the right thing over and over and over again. And it becomes, you know, a habit. And I know this, that if, I don't know how many times we would have more penalties than the opposition when I played, but it was never an issue because we made it to make sure that it wasn't an issue. And, you know, so much of this team has been kind of, I hate to say, so much has been given to them, they have not earned it yet. And when Ben Johnson decided to go for it on 4th and 3 down at the 24-yard line at the end of the second quarter, it really kind of bothered me. Yeah, on one hand, you're saying, hey, let's go for it, you know, go for the gusto, you know, hey, let's be the man. Well, this team hasn't earned the right yet to be trusted.
So who walked away learning more lessons on Monday?
All those things, they led to our defeat. We've got to find a way to get past that.
Dan, who walked away having learned more Monday night, the coach or the quarterback?
I think the coach. You know, unfortunately, Caleb's made a little bit of a habit of, you know, going off schedule. But more importantly, the coach's job is to keep him from doing that. So I think the coach learned, guess what? In a similar situation next week in Detroit, or the next week when we're home playing Dallas, and something like that happens, we go 3 or 4 series in a row where the quarterback is just incapable of making, you know, simple plays. I cannot be, you know, put in a position where I won't put in a backup quarterback. And you know, and I know, you know, polls, the general manager is desperate to make sure that his draft picks look good, desperate to make sure that Caleb Williams becomes a great player. But guess what? Everywhere you look, all the quarterbacks taken after him in the draft, are playing better, having more success. Something has to be kind of, there's got to be a come to Jesus moment, and we can't wait till November for it. We've got to keep this team in a position where we are viable and have a chance to win games. We may see it sooner than later.
We will be listening to you on Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us, Hamp.
Well, hey, like I said, the plot thickens and it only gets more exciting. Go Bears!